Hello and welcome to the live online seminar, Norwood and BIC Graphic Selling Recognition and Incentive Programs, sponsored by Norwood and BIC Graphic North America and presented by Promo Marketing. I'm Nicole Stella, the Editorial Director of Promo Marketing, and I'm pleased to welcome you to today's event. Before we get started, let me point out a few quick tips on how to make the most of today's live seminar. First, if you have any technical difficulties, troubleshoot by clicking on the Help widget at the bottom of the console marked with a question mark, or let us know via the Q&A box. You can also use the Q&A box to submit your questions to today's panelists. We'll be addressing select questions at the end of the hour, so you can send them at any time. Please make sure you turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so that you can utilize all of the widgets and bells and whistles on this console. And speaking of bells and whistles, please click on the Tips for Attendees widget below to learn what all of the widgets on this console can do and how you can customize your experience today. Here today to discuss how to sell recognition and incentive programs is Eileen Lynch, Eastern Regional Account Manager for Norwood Hard Goods Collection. Eileen has been part of the promotional products industry for 23 years and recently celebrated her 13th year in sales on the Norwood brand. A committed industry volunteer, Eileen has held many leadership positions with SAGNY, including President, RAC Delegate, and Promotions East Co-Chair. Currently, she serves as a board trustee for the SAGNY Foundation. Eileen, thank you so much for joining us today, and are you ready to get started?
I sure am.
Great. Then let's talk about selling recognition and incentive programs.
Thank you, Nicole. I just wanted to start out by thanking everyone for taking time out of their busy schedules to join us today. I know we're going to make it well worth your time, and we are looking forward to expanding your ways to generate new revenue, be more profitable in the process, hopefully take the price issue off the table, give the opportunity to create annuities similar to the calendar business, award and incentive programs repeat at least for 5 years, sometimes as long as 8, sometimes as long as 20. It's another way to really help penetrate your accounts more effectively as well. So with that having said, the timing on this is also ideal because we've got lots of end-of-the-year budgets that need to be spent. And so customers are looking for ways to be able to use that money or lose it for next year. And as Providence would have it, a survey by Staples Advantage just came out, and I'm going to read what they found out when they surveyed both employees, owners, and then the holidays around the corner. Companies are seeking creative gift ideas to show appreciation to employees, business partners, and customers, according to a recent survey from Staples Advantage. The survey reveals how even small gestures of gratitude with holiday gifts can positively impact employee motivation and productivity. According to the Staples Advantage survey, employees said receiving holiday gifts from their companies improved employee morale 75%. Certainly given all of the cutbacks, the layoffs, and that morale within corporate America is suffering, and that impacts productivity and satisfaction with job and all of that. So this can really, really help improve that, and that usually adds to productivity, to more on time, less absenteeism and things like that. It also made employees like their company more, 60% more. It improved employee productivity by 33%. That was just the employee portion of it, and then the survey also found that goodwill doesn't stop just with the employees, as one in three people surveyed said that receiving a gift from a business partner made them more likely to do business with that company in the future. So not only is this a very profitable business model, but it also, those kinds of statistics you can take into your customers and share with them that this can not only increase their employee satisfaction It also can help them retain their own customers going forward. And certainly in this day and age with all of the budget cuts and people not spending money sometimes, they may be some of the only companies that are doing so, so it even sets them apart further. Just going to review really quickly what we're going to cover today, which is the market overview, recognition and incentives, the benefits, guaranteed annual revenue, how to sell recognition incentive products, building a recognition program, understanding why some programs fail, selecting the perfect award, when to sell awards, trends, and program examples. Are you getting your piece of the pie? This was this is basically a market overview done in 2010. And as you can see, awards and recognition is the seventh largest product category in the promotional products industry. And this category is growing each year. It grew 4% in 2010, contributing to 3.77% or $264 million in overall industry sales. The question is, can you afford not to sell this category? Next slide, please. Bags, total market overview, the impressions and time kept. Bags are the number one product on the go and deliver the most impressions per month, being seen by 1,078 people per month. Recognition awards, trophies, and plaques are typically displayed on desks, walls, and shelves, mantles. Therefore, they have fewer impressions per month. However, these products are kept the longest behind electronics and computers. So even though the impressions per month may not be as significant as some other products, they're kept longer, so over a period of time, you get more exposure, so more bang for your buck. Next slide. Recognition awards and trophies generate the most favorable impression from recipients. 64%, it was the highest rated impression from recipients. To be recognized, to be appreciated, to be singled out is an amazing thing for an employee or for a customer. And so this is why these kinds of products and programs are so well received by both employees and customers alike. Next slide, please. Recognition and incentives. Recognition and incentives is a unique category in the promotional products industry. A typical promotional products advertising medium gives away to groups of targeted end users. They can also be for non-marketing, marketing-driven, such as awards which are personal and chosen to recognize individuals or small teams of people based on achievements. One of the things that I think is really important is that in our industry, and I know this is true, and I'll give you an actual story about how your customers, the assumption is that your customers know what you do and what you have to offer. But there are clear distinctions between distributors that sell high-end product and award recognition and incentive programs are part of that category or sell more low-end priced product. And a lot of times the two don't overlap each other. We're here to help you bridge that gap today because it's really, really important. A former CEO of Norwoods years ago came into the industry from another industry. And I remember he was two or three days on the job and he came to the Promotions East Show in Atlantic City. And he came into the booth and he walked around and he stopped at the Jaffa display. And he literally was flabbergasted, and he said, you know, I had no idea that this industry carried this kind of product, the quality, the crystal, the clocks, the pieces, the awards, the gifts. And he said, I've run two significant companies, and I can't tell you how many times at the last moment before a holiday or an event or things like that, I was running out to Tiffany's or to another high-end retail store to buy gifts for either customers or employees. I had no idea that I could get those items through the same people that were doing our promotional products. So we've got a story to tell, you have a story to tell, and we're going to give you the tools to be able to have those kinds of dialogues with your customers. Next slide, please. Recognition incentives, you have a different approach to motivate or reward employees, but the projected outcome is the same. Companies that recognize, engage employees see increased job performance, in turn making a company more successful. And by the way, you can take notes if you want, but this whole PowerPoint will be available on Promotional Marketing's website for at least 90 days. And the questions that you have during the presentation, we will answer at the end. So don't think that we're ignoring questions as we go along, but they know I'm passionate about this, so I can get very, very involved. So we'll save those to the end so we can get through and answer everyone's questions. Companies that recognize or otherwise engage employees increase job performance. This is key. You know, and it says here, gift cards, travel, cash, team lunch, or breakfast. I think there's been a trend to sometimes do gift cards now, or people think, well, if we do sort of a group lunch and things like that, that's enough. I think those all work well in conjunction with awards and something that's a tangible product that people can see over and over again because it's a constant reminder of a job well done, significant achievements, or a team effort. And so I don't think that the, you know, breakfast or gift cards and things like that need to be eliminated, but I think they need to be used in conjunction with tangible product because that's where you get the most exposure and the most motivation from employees and customers. Next slide, please. These are just some of the ways in which recognition incentive programs can really have a significant impact internally and externally. They can reinforce company goals by making employees feel appreciated. One of the things that, you know, has been missing is employees feel, you know, stressed out and unappreciated, and a lot of times they've taken on more responsibility and not only didn't get a raise to take on more responsibility, in some instances they've gotten decreases in pay. And the mantra sort of has been the past couple of years, well, you're lucky that you have a job. That can only go so far, showing people that you appreciate them, and a lot of times it's not just monetary, it can really be just in recognition. Foster employee loyalty and ownership, instill a climate of trust, reduce employee turnover, create a friendly competitive environment, encourage personal achievement and initiative. There's nothing like a little friendly competition within a team or team building to be able to get people to go the extra mile or really push themselves in terms of meeting a goal. Build relationships, employer to employee, supplier to client. Reward employees for top performance and viable ideas, and strengthen an employee's image of their company as a desirable place to work. And, you know, this is not necessarily award and incentive programs are not short-term necessarily fixes, although they can have immediate impact, but they are a long-term strategy. And employee retention in the marketplace, it costs, and if you speak to an HR manager or anything like that, they will tell you it costs the company significantly more to replace an employee than it does to keep an employee happy. And so these kinds of programs really speak to that. Next slide, please. This is also factual, and again, the more data you have to support presenting these kinds of programs, the more effective your presentation will be. The Research Incentive Foundation found that those organizations that seek to improve employee engagement, including through the use of formal and informal recognition, financially outperform their competitors. So for a small investment in their people, they can increase profitability. And everybody's interested in increasing profitability, cutting their costs and increasing profitability. So for a small investment in their people, and in recognition and achievement, they can be more profitable. So if you go into a customer and say, if I could show you a way that you could actually make more money by using incentives and awards, would you be interested? And I'm sure you'll have their ear. The time is now. Faced with recent economic downfalls, opportunity presents itself. Companies, managers, and business leaders have a chance to increase productivity levels by effectively rewarding talented employees. And you can see some of the examples of things you can do, certificates, the award recognition, crystal pieces, art glass. Awards, next slide, please. Awards, recognition, and incentives are considered a top category for distributors in terms of profitability. And this is where it's key for you. In this price-driven marketplace, this is one of those categories that the margins are considered to be significant still. The opportunity and the to repeat the business. So for you sell it once, like similar to a calendar, and then the next year you just keep placing the orders. Or three or four times a year you place the orders. And I know all of you are interested in making more money. And so if you look at pens with an average order size of 1,500 pieces and the average sale $385, awards far outweighs, or mugs doing the same thing. So you can spend the same amount of time on less expensive items and make much more money because the average sale is $863 on the award side. And that's for 12 pieces. The good news in terms of award recognition pieces also is sometimes the minimum is one, which is not necessarily true in other categories in the industry. So same amount of time, repeat business, and huge profit margins. Next slide, please. I guess the good news and the bad news is that most companies have existing incentive, appreciation, or reward programs already in place. The expected repeat order life cycle of an award program is 5 years. As I said before, it is an annuity. So you sell the concept once, and part of, you know, our support on the Norwood side, on the Joffre program, product programs, is that, you know, this presentation is to help you gain more information, knowledge, and as we know, knowledge is power, but we don't leave it here because we are the experts and we've been doing this for lots of years, a lot longer than I've been doing it too. We can help you. If you identify opportunities, we can walk you through steps of how to create a program or an award incentive program for your customers. We're here to help you, so you can become the experts. Most companies, as I said, have existing programs. Looking at your existing customers, if you're not selling them awards, who is? And this is key, especially in this competitive marketplace. As I said earlier, lots of customers are buying these. You can see that most companies are. Who are they buying them from? Are they buying them from the trophy shop down the street? Are they buying them from, you know, Tiffany's or retail company? If you're not at least asking questions, the key questions, then you are leaving money on the table. You're also leaving the door open for the competition to come in and sell this category or a program like this. And the next thing, maybe some of the business that you're doing, the lower end things, all of a sudden they start asking questions about that and then you lose that. So it's one of those, the areas in which, and I've had major companies, major distributorships that were working with Fortune 500 companies, you know, and working closely with them and having contracts with them and great relationships and forgetting to ask the question about award and recognition and incentive programs. But as we said, the average sales, the value per order, $863. The average potential distributor profit on that order is $518. Average potential number of orders per month is 3. The potential profit for the year is $18,000. If you multiply that out on a 5-year cycle, that's your profitability, $93,000. Now, this is just an example, and it can vary, of course. But the point here is, what we're trying to hit home with, is that this is an annuity business. This is something that once you sell it, you get the repeat business typically, and it repeats for 5 years. And in this marketplace, that's a really good return. Next slide, please. This is the benefits, I think, for an opportunity for you. It creates the incremental business within an existing account. And we talk all the time about how can we penetrate our distributor customers more effectively. Are we really working with the decision makers? Are we touching every aspect of the business so that we're getting as much of the business as we can, that we're helping them provide solutions? So the same thing should be true in terms of who you're working with and your customer base. The end users, a lot of times, are, you know, you might be working with one or two people within a given company. If you're not asking questions about, you know, have you placed your calendar order and start that dialogue, or how are you rewarding your employees, do you have a program in place, then you, again, are leaving money on the table. And there's opportunity here to get exposure and to penetrate that account more effectively. And there's a number of benefits that I'll get into in the next couple of slides. But it creates confidence by doing and having these kinds of discussions. You differentiate yourself in the marketplace. You're not just an order taker. You're providing concrete data that can help them be more profitable and to grow their business, retain employees, and to really, really grow their business. Incremental sales adds the bottom line. You want to be perceived as a one-stop shop for them. Incremental business helps increase profits by cutting costs, you know, and this is just simple math. The more you can penetrate the account and the more business you can get from one customer, the less you have to travel in between and the less energy you have to spend on doing cold calling. It's much easier to do business with people you're already working with because they have experience with you, and getting a contact within an existing account than it is to go out and get new business. It also protects your existing business by growing internally. You increase your network, as I said, with your client's company, and you block the competition. The other thing that I think is key here is that the more tentacles you have within an existing customer, there are lots of you, I'm sure it's true, are working with one contact within a company. If that contact leaves, they may take you with them to their new position or company, or they may not. Hopefully, if you've done a good job, they will. But then the business that you had with that existing customer may go away. The more people that you are working with within that customer, the more opportunity you have to retain that business. So not only do you retain the business that you had, but hopefully the person that's left has taken you to the new company and you can start the same process there. It's almost insurance for you to keep a majority of your business. So next slide, please. I love this slide because this shows where the different departments that you have an opportunity to call on within existing customers that you may not be hitting already. One of the things that we don't have on here that I think is huge is the assistant to the president or the CEO. A lot of times they're the person that's buying the board gifts, or they're buying the gifts for customers, or those kinds of things, and they may, again, not even understand that they can come and work with you. So that's another contact within the customer. Each department within a company is an opportunity for award recognition and incentive programs. Often the purchaser for promotional products is not the same buyer for awards and incentives. Use your promotional product contact to introduce you to another department. All you have to do is say, and I apologize if Joe Smith is on the phone. All you have to do is say, Joe, we've been working together for a long time. Are you happy with my, you know, my level of service and how I've helped you? Yes, I'm thrilled with that, Eileen. You know, I was wondering if there, you know, would you mind putting me in contact with the HR director or the manager or the CEO's assistant or the finance person, because I have some important information to share with them in terms of how to grow or retain or whatever. And there's a 90%, you know, they may say to you, well, let me check with them first, but, yeah, I'd be happy to, you know, proactively support you and recommend you. And that's kind of what you can do to basically, and if you look at this chart, look at all the different areas that you probably could hit and are not hitting. And the other thing, too, we're talking about award incentive programs, but, for instance, the HR director may also be the person within the company that does the company picnic. Okay, and so now you don't just have an opportunity for awards and incentives, but you've got, you know, an opportunity for company picnic or some other things that they're doing internally that you would not have known about. So according to a survey conducted by the Society for Human Resource Management, 70% of HR professionals indicate that their organization recognizes milestones and services anniversaries. How they're doing it and whether it's successful or not, a lot of times they're just doing it the same way they've done it, you know, for the past 20 years, shaking it up, refreshing it, being someone that can come in and help them with that could position you extremely well within the organization. Next slide, please. Identifying the opportunities again by program category. If you look, 22% of the program business comes from these four categories: employee service awards, safety education incentives, employee relations and events, and internal promotions. Again, there's an opportunity for you to go in and create excitement and reinvigorate some of these areas. And if they don't have programs for these particular areas, you can use this data and say, you may not be doing this, but the competition is, and maybe you should consider this, and I can help you with that. So these are very, very, and again, if you're excited and you're passionate about it and you come in sort of loaded with opportunities and ideas, but we'll get to another slide about how to listen before you do that, because they'll really tell you what they have and maybe what they need, or maybe what they have and how it's not working for them. Next slide, please. And here you go. It's open the dialogue. And the key here is to ask questions. And then, and I'm in sales, so I have a challenge with this too, and then listen and take notes, because they will tell you what's working, what's not working, if they have a program, if they don't have a program. And you need to be prepared and do a little bit of homework beforehand. If you know they have a program, find out as much about it as you can and then come bearing opportunities and different recommendations. If they don't, then the dialogue about why they should is really important, okay? Asking the questions about who's responsible for employee recognition. Again, it could be various people, and different departments may have, you know, their own control. How are they motivating employees? If the answer to that is we don't, then you could have the data to back up why it's important to do that, and how does it not only affect employee morale, but it also affects, you know, profitability, less days absent, all of those things. Share the statistics. The Staples information, I think, is huge now, and it's very timely. And then listen, okay? Recognition incentive programs are established to improve and motivate. Determine if your customer is trying to lower attrition, grow sales, increase safety, decrease errors. All can be achieved through recognition incentive programs. They'll at least give you the information, and if you don't feel comfortable responding, then say, take down all of the information, come back to us and have a conversation with us, a dialogue with us, and we'll give you some recommendations. Next slide, please. how to sell recognition and incentive, offer a solution. The recognition award or incentive must be considered of value to the recipient and given based on measurable performance of goals. You know, what might be valuable to one customer or employee may not be of value to another. And again, the gift cards, once they're spent, once the wine has been drunk, once the fruit basket has been eaten, I'd like to say that they remember, but they don't. I can tell you that I don't, but when I sit at my desk and I have three or four different awards that I've received, whether it's from, you know, SAGNY or from, you know, Norwood BIC Graphic for achievement and recognition, to me that really makes me smile. And I have some for 10 years now. So those kinds of things are the tangible benefits that are so long-term. Equally important, recognition should be given in a way that is perceived as valuable to the recipient. Educate, be an expert, or let us help you be an expert. Explain the benefits of recognition and incentives. Understand how to build and measure the success of a recognition program. And here you need to, you know, again, help them set specific goals, timelines, et cetera. Troubleshoot by understanding why some programs fail. And some programs do fail, and they may say to you, you know, we've tried that before. It really didn't work. It doesn't work for us. That's not something. There are essential building blocks to develop a recognition program strategy, and a combination of each of the following will enhance employee engagement. And that's what you want. You want the employees to be engaged. You want them even to participate in maybe developing the program, because then they have buy-in, and it has to be consistent. Day-to-day recognition, informal, frequent, and ongoing, can be unexpected, thank you notes, emails, verbal public praise, and that can be, you can do that with the largest amount of recipients. Here is where, you know, a manager taking an employee out to lunch or something like that can be really significant. Informal recognition, that singles out individuals and teams for progress, low-cost mementos to reward, reaches a smaller percentage of employees. Formal recognition, structured programs linked to organizations' values and goals, award ceremonies to give public recognition, an annual program. We had, for instance, the President's Club, and believe me, you wanted to be a member of that President's Club at the end of the year. It's a peer recognition program. The president or CEO of the company recognizes you. Your managers recognize you. It reaches a select few employees and is considered prestigious. And, you know, I know that we all want to be winners and we all want to win, and competition, even among peers, is a very healthy thing and can really drive profitability. The incentive The Incentive Research Foundation compiled these best principles for successful recognition programs. You have to develop a strategy, and you can help them with that. That rewards activities to specific business objectives and or desired cultural values. Both formal and informal recognition to build a culture of recognition in the organization. Provide a wide variety of recognition rewards, really realizing that what is a reward for one person may not be for another. Emphasize the recognition of increased quality and performance instead of simply quantity of effort. Recognize workers frequently. Sporadic recognition may, in some cases, be worse than no recognition. And in this regard, too, you know, right now we're talking about, again, awards, incentive programs and things like that, and crystal and glass pieces and clocks and desk items and things. But there's nothing to say that, you know, handing out a stress reliever that people would keep on their desks, or something, a writing instrument like a Schaefer pen or something along those lines that would be used daily by the recipient and could be used more frequently than an annuity or an annual gift is important as well, and can really, really keep the momentum going and build the excitement around any kind of program. Measure the cost of the recognition reward system and the benefits gained, whether through return on investment or other methods. You know, did we retain more employees? Do employee satisfaction surveys and see whether employee morale has improved. All those ways are quantitative and qualitative. Recognition programs may fail for several reasons. Failure to incorporate recognition as part of the culture. It has to be a buy-in by everybody, and when it is, it's extremely successful. And then failure to communicate what's expected from the employee. If the employee doesn't understand what the goals are and what the ultimate results should be, then they can't measure themselves. They have nothing to shoot for, so that's important. Incentive programs may fail for several reasons. Length of the program. Program should not be too long. That's why I think a combination, if possible, of some short-term, 3-month, 1 month is for specific goals, and then extended, you know, yearly is the best way to go. Little or no program updates. Keeping communication lines open on progress of the program and individual progress. I think, again, communication is the biggest challenge of any large organization, but it's really key when it comes to this, because sending out some kind of recognition, even if it's via email, and having some sort of ceremony or whatever is really, really important, and it keeps the focus on the goals. Not incorporating those being incented in the planning process. And this, again, lends itself to the buy-in. You want everybody and as many people as possible to have buy-in to the program. If it's a peer-to-peer thing, knowing that someone from your level or your group was consulted in what would be important and matter, again, lends itself to understanding what drives people, and it's really, really key. Next slide, please. These are some of the questions to ask your customers, and I think it's, again, important to start the dialogue, and this is, again, a strategy, and this is very, very taking the next step and making sure that you're doing your homework and following up and all of those things, because the benefits and the payoff is significant. And if you do it up front, as we said, then you get repeat business and it comes in. But it's not the same as just some of the easier ways or different ways that we sell a product for a trade show or something along those lines. You need to know what the desired objective is. And sometimes they won't know, and you can give them some information or talk to them about some of the ways in which, you know, are they trying to, again, drive morale or drive profitability or what? How many are needed, when and where. One award needed or a tier of awards. Is there a theme, logo, or building to add to the award? Again, doing the values of the company, bringing in, you know, something that's an icon that represents the company is also an important aspect and should be considered. Is the award for officer home? A lot of incentive programs now keep the family in mind, so there may be some family-oriented awards or gifts included in a program. Will this be an annual program? Is this something that they are committed to doing on a yearly basis? Should the award be functional or display-oriented? Again, a combination of both of those things can be really important, but there's nothing more important to having something on your desk that shows that you went above and beyond or you were part of the team that closed that big deal, and people pay attention and they look. Is the award or gift to fit the recipient's special interest? What is the recipient's position or level? And what's the budget? And, of course, we know that budget's always a talking point. And the good news is that, as you can see from the next slide, that we offer a wide variety of price points and gifts and a selection of product to fit every opportunity, to fit every program, to fit every award, because we understand that there are different budgets, and it shouldn't eliminate an award program because the cost of the item is too high. So, and again, having a wide variety, you can include, you know, house-oriented gifts, family-oriented desk items that could be used at home or in the office, but the green line above demonstrates the variety of price points within a subcategory. This is for reference only, but we've got art glass pieces. We've got some less expensive jade glass. We introduced an acrylic line about 3 years ago just because the market was demanding lower-priced items when the economy started being challenged. So we listened and we paid attention. And so you can get a paperweight, a crystal paperweight for as little as $10 and some of the acrylic pieces that, quite frankly, I had to go over and pick up because they looked like crystal pieces to me. They're so beautifully designed. So there's a price point and a product for every opportunity. When to sell awards, and this is, you know, the next slide's buying trends, and it says that there's two major buying seasons, and reflective of the business, the same as calendars, and it's basically April and the end of the year. But I will tell you that I've seen more and more that maybe the majority, but during the course of the year, those companies that are the most successful and have the most in-depth programs are doing this on an ongoing basis. And again, it may not be the larger awards, but it may be product that they do throughout the year to incentivize their employees. It spikes at the end of the year for obvious reasons because of, you know, year-end sales awards and things like that. But this is a buying trend that shows where the major blips are. But, again, this can be an ongoing and should be an ongoing program. The next slide is due to economic influences, and we talked about there's been a shift with companies trending toward more gift cards or retail products and away from traditional award pieces. You know, I think, you know, some of these things can be used in conjunction, but I think to be used in lieu of or as a substitute for a tangible product is a mistake. I think that, again, when it's spent, it's forgotten. When it's eaten, it's forgotten. It's just human nature. And so I think that if companies are using these types of gift cards or retail products, that if you have some of the conversation and some of the statistics to show how much more a tangible product means than this, I think it will bode well for you and help you create a really good program. Distributors are opting to present lower-priced gifts and awards to combat this trend. Since a gift card or retail-type product does not carry the lasting impression, traditional award carries month over month when displayed at the workplace. Again, just reinforcing that with your customer, I think. And, you know, if they're really hell-bent because they say, no, these work great, they love them, say, okay, then don't stop using them, but what about using an award in conjunction with that or for a different milestone or achievement. Awards trends include art pieces. You know, it used to be where people kept their awards and their trophies and things like that in their office. A lot of them bring them into their homes now. The art pieces are so beautiful that we won't even decorate on the art glass piece itself. We'll decorate on the base because each one is a unique piece of art. A one-of-a-kind piece of art. So those kinds of things, again, and what a nice thing when you've got a friend come over and say, oh, that's a beautiful, you know, art glass plate. Where did you get that? I was the number one salesperson in, you know, 2009. So it's really kind of a puff-up-your-chest opportunity. Products are functional. You can do high-end writing instruments, as I mentioned, the Schaefer pen in a beautiful gift box. What a presentation that makes. As we know, writing instruments or the high-end writing instruments like the Schaefer line have been used over and over again, you know, closing a big deal, giving everyone a Schaefer pen because they signed the contract or things like that. A lot of people are doing that more and more. Legal companies, legal law firms love them. There's all kinds of ways to incorporate promotional advertising promotional products into the genre. We've got some examples here, too, just to give you kind of an idea of the different industries, the different applications of how awards have been used and how they can tie in so nicely to themes, to achievements and things like that. Trade associations use awards in recognition for external partners. The recipients are their health benefits provider, a law firm who helped them win litigation, several long-standing members who have helped bring change about and assisted in growth in the organization. The association feels it's just as important to recognize external partners as it is to recognize their own personnel. The goal is to foster a partnership with those around them. You know, companies have, you know, people visiting all the time, and they're looking for gifts for someone that's coming in either from their own company in an overseas branch or customers coming in, and they want to give them something to remember their experience. Again, another gift. These are all opportunities to have these kinds of repeat business, these repeat order opportunities. Speaker gifts is another one. Being part of the SAGNY organization for years and years and years, anytime we had a speaker come, we always gave them a speaker gift that was representative of the organization. Government agencies is another huge one. Rhode Island legislators were meeting with fellow delegates from other states and wanted something as a commemorative piece to give out, to represent their state. They chose the wave piece, again, which is sort of an art glassy piece, because Rhode Island's known as the ocean state. And on the base, they engraved the state seal and were presented in gift boxes at dinner to each of the delegates from each state. So each of those delegates took that, you know, back to their respective home states, but what a nice momentum of the meeting. High-tech companies, high-tech company was going global, and this was my favorite new product for 2009. I love it. It's a conversation piece, the Mova Globe. It went to all the senior management in the USA and Europe to promote global thinking. This is one of those conversation pieces. It's a world globe that's solar powered, so there are no batteries, and the globe turns on its base. I absolutely love this piece for a retirement gift or anything like that. It's a phenomenal piece. So any global companies, even for retirement gifts or anything like that, that's a winner. A Cape Cod hotel chain gives out paperweights with an ocean theme etched on the side to all their exceptional employees, and also sells it in their gift shop. So they have a dual purpose for it. Law firms, again, celebrating their 25th anniversary, gave out an Image 3 piece. Image 3 is our patented etching inside the crystal pieces. And talk about customization. You can put anything in there, a building, any kind of an icon that represents the company, and have a completely customized piece to celebrate anniversaries or, again, as any sort of customization. And we also have stock pieces, too, in the Image 3. Next slide, please. As you can tell from what we've been discussing or what I've been promoting, awards is a category unlike any other in the promotional products industry. There's pride, there's recognition, accomplishment, and gratitude etched and attached to every award for both the presenter and the recipient. This is a strong category that Norwood is committed to supporting with innovative designs and decoration options. Again, we are willing and able to help in any way that we can support your efforts on behalf of presenting this and discussing this with your customers. And as I said, we have come out with as again a way to keep this category top of mind and promote it. We have a brand new 2011 gift guide that specifically is geared towards this category, and it's online at norwood.com in an iCatalog version. And we also have Norwood Pacific Solutions, a new catalog as well that has just been introduced into the marketplace. And that was our first product launch on that was USBs. And we've expanded on the USB offerings, and we had the most out of anyone in the industry to begin with and the most competitive pricing. But interestingly enough, USBs are very, very popular now in terms of year-end gifts. So certainly look for the Norwood Pacific Solutions new catalog. That's an iCatalog on Norwood.com as well, and the gift guide. And those can be sent out electronically to your customers if you'd like, and then you can have a discussion or anything else that can help. The USBs also, we can do custom shapes. So when we came out with the new version and then we got the statistics supporting that, USBs are really popular for end of year. I had all kinds of holiday images dancing in my head that you could use or present to customers as a way to close out the year and spend some of that budget money. So that's, I've gone through the presentation, and I think during that time.
We have lots of questions, Eileen, yeah. And I can read those out to you for our listeners, and then you can give them some thought and answer them for us today. But first of all, I want to say that that was a fantastic presentation with a great deal of information. I bet everybody is just has a lot to walk away with just in terms of data and statistics and ways to go in and sell these programs. So I personally thank you for that. And our first question was, we discussed a lot of law firms and tech companies and things like that. We had one distributor who asked the question stating that they work with a lot of schools and they love to do a lot of recognition programs for employees, PTA, and students, but with all the educational budget cuts that have happened, their budgets are considerably smaller. And do you have any ideas of specific items that appeal to schools?
Well, I think that on the school side, we can certainly have an offline conversation about that, and we're certainly happy to help in any way that we can. But I know, for instance, that we addressed sort of the lower-end products in acrylics and things like that to help, bridge the gap for the more expensive awards and things on the, switching over a little bit. I know in order to sort of promote sometimes there's fundraising opportunities, and calendars are a great way to do that by listing, team schedules and things like that. So it wouldn't, there's ways to have local businesses even pay for the calendar because they could put ads on the calendar as a way to help promote the school. And so it winds up that the school doesn't pay a dime, that the local businesses actually pay for the calendar, but it gets a chance to get into people's hands. So there's all kinds of ways to work within school systems. And actually, some of the, I know we talked about law firms and we talked about corporate, companies and things like that, but charities, education, colleges, universities are huge. Government agencies, technology companies, non-for-profit organizations, recognizing donors, and we talked a little bit about, other, external people that they work with. The healthcare, hospitals, are huge hospitals, and certainly, as we know, healthcare and even pharmaceuticals, they may not be able to, sell or promote promotional products, but internally they have opportunity to use award recognition incentive programs. So don't ignore, pharmaceutical, even though they've got the pharma health, guidelines for other things. So healthcare, hospitals, automotive. The religious sector is also another big category, and professional associations, and that seems to be really growing rapidly also.
Okay. And you had mentioned that Norwood is always happy to help in building the campaign and the program. Is there anybody specific that distributors should contact for ideas and assistance with these types of programs?
Customer service at Norwood.com. Every one of our associates or their field sales representative, their account manager. We've got a very abled, ready inside sales team that's more than happy, and everybody's well-versed with this product category. And again, you know, we're here to help. It's one of those categories that I think a lot of times people have shied away from because they're afraid of it. They feel they don't have a comfort level with it. They feel like they're going to get stuck not knowing the answers or not having the right solution and all that. So that's why I suggested if the opportunity is there to go in and do a fact-finding first, get all the information that they can, and then come back and we'll have a conversation with them and help them develop a program and go back with some solutions for their customers.
Okay. Now we have another question here about profits and what are the recognition and incentive product profits. Are most items on a C or better?
Most items are on a C, but the opportunity there is because of the cost of the item is significantly more. And that was the example that we used in the, you know, the less expensive writing instruments or on a mug. So even though the discount code may be a C, and we have moved to some A, and we're trying to move as many products as we can to an A discount code, even though it's challenging to stay competitive in the marketplace and do that, our goal is to give distributors the opportunity to make more money. But even on a C at 40%, and the good news is, and this is why the profitability here is important, is because this is not as a competitively price-driven category as, let's say, writing instruments or mugs or some of the more commodity items.
Right.
This is really specialized, and that's why it can really elevate their influence in the customer and also elevate their professionalism and all of those things that really benefit them in the long run.
Okay. And I think we have time for one more. I have a question here. Does Norwood offer any programs for customers that want to use incentive program that might include a functional product? And is there a limit to how many items can be purchased, so a minimum or anything of that nature that has to be purchased for these products?
Again, you know, we try to be as flexible as we can, so if there's an opportunity there, certainly discuss it with us. And, you know, some products lend themselves a little bit better, and we have tried to keep our minimums with some of the product that would lend itself to this kind of program as low as possible. Without, you know, and as I said, even on the award recognition side in the Jaffa catalog, a lot of the gift items, a lot of the awards, you can buy as few as one or purchase as few as one. The higher the price point goes, the lower the minimum goes. But these are, we will work, our goal is to work closely and help you in any way that we can, and our philosophy has always been if we help you, if you identify the opportunity and we help you and we will help you close the business, then we'll all be more successful and you will keep coming back for more.
Gotcha. And that gift guide, it's client-friendly, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yes,
and
it
where
is.
And where can folks download that once again?
Norwood.com, the iCatalogs, and I want to tell you that we're really proud of it. It's a beautiful presentation, and we actually, it has a real retail look to it. So we specifically try to make it less products look and more retail look, especially so you could use it for your end users so they would feel more like they were buying from a retail catalog than they are from a promotional products catalog. And I will emphasize it again, you know, when you do this, this is an annuity typically, and the other thing is that it really, really helps position you well within your customer base and can open doors that you might not have opened before and give you exposure within your customer base that I think in this competitive environment is invaluable.
Great. Well, thank you. Once again, a presentation with fantastic information, and we are just about out of time for today. So anybody, if your questions were not answered, everyone will be answered after the presentation. These questions will go back to Eileen, and all the questions will be addressed. So it looks like we're just about out of time for today. On behalf of Norwood and Bit Graphic and Promo Marketing, I want to thank all of you for attending today's online seminar. Be sure to check out our new live event page at magazine.promomarketing.com/webinar. You can access all of our past webinars in the series, and you can see all of our upcoming seminars as well. And so thank you so much once again, and thank you, Eileen, at Norwood Bit Graphic. I appreciate everything, and we'll see you again at the next Promo Marketing Online Seminar. Thanks.